Don't we need a motion?
Let him lead it.
Now, we're having this in public. Discussion is still with our part-time clerical. So you will need to influence yourself. Thank you.
Can he stay if it's public?
I don't appear.
All right. Well, okay.
That would be a better practice for a cleaner record.
Okay. Marie, you chose to have this in public, a discussion again. You're welcome to come back and bring anything to us. I don't know if the township has anything that we're going to talk about, but if you want to have some words and say something else, please do. Or anyone that would like to say something.
I was on the agenda, so I'm assuming that there's something to discuss, so I'm just here to listen to what you have to discuss.
We Rice, you came in, and we're listening to what you have to say, and we're taking whatever you say upon advice.
I'm confused.
Could you speak to the microphone?
I believe it was Mr. Law who raised.
Right. I asked for both of them because.
If I could, Mr. Deputy Mayor,
please, bring.
I would at first at least offer, if you would like to have your previous statement from tonight, earlier in the meeting, inserted into this section.
Yes, that's.
I believe that was the intent. I don't want it, but
okay.
I've been wrong before.
That Maria was
I believe that she addressed the general subject matter with the intent that it be part of this discussion that is on the agenda right here. She did it as was her right in the public portion.
Correct.
So was that your intent? Can you would have to, I'm sorry, enter that. It's not for any of us to do, and I don't want you to do that unless that's
only
what your intention
you
was.
Oh, yes, that's correct. I would like the statement that I made in the beginning of the meeting to be entered into the record in this session.
It will be, absolutely.
Okay.
So that's the basis, and that's where we're at. Unless some of the committee has anything they'd like to say, I'm going to take your statement and on advice, and that's where I am at this point.
I appreciate that.
If they would like to say, that's up to them.
I have a question. You took a course in land use planning?
Yes, through the NJPO in May.
And where did you take that?
It was an online training, a virtual training.
Virtual training. You completed that course?
Yes.
So you learned all about the municipal land use law?
I wouldn't say all about it. I was starting to learn about it. Yes.
You completed the course, however.
Correct.
You get some sort of certificate?
Yes.
So to clarify, just so Marie understands, I had asked for your Rice notice on Friday. And because I also Rice noticed the zoning officer to understand, because we had an agreement with him about having clerical help, so I figured your name would come up. And I didn't want to get into a situation where I said your name or anybody else said your name. And because I realized after the last meeting that I felt we didn't have all the information about the situation and there was other needs, and I still feel a little duped by the situation, to be honest with you. And I'm personally apologetic for my vote.
Thank you.
Because I don't think you were treated fairly in that scenario, because I don't think I understood, because it was kind of kept from myself, and I won't speak for Guy, but in the dark as to what the reasoning was. So, I don't see a reason why when we took captured back money from one of our one employees, and it covers the costs that we're doing anything for the taxpayers by saving them money, when we're losing somebody that obviously has taken the effort to take classes and learn more about trying to help this community. And I'm just sorry.
Thank you.
I'd like to say that I echo Mr. Law's comments. If I had had more information about the situation, it might have influenced my vote. Probably would have.
Thank you.
There's another question I have, and it doesn't relate to economics. It relates to your living situation. I understand that you needed a place to live in the township. Is that correct? You were going through some situation that required you to find a place to live. Is that correct?
Correct.
And do you feel comfortable in advising this township committee of where you're living now at this point?
Does it have any bearing?
You don't have to answer that.
Based on
the situation where and the recusals that has occurred, you're not required to answer that.
I don't think it has any bearing on my work, my performance, what I do for the township.
So that's your testimony. You don't think that influences you in any way, shape, or form?
No.
You're not being told to do certain things by anybody?
No.
Okay.
Well, I know we heard from the zoning officer and others. There's this...
That was an executive, Mark.
I understand that. We heard from the zoning officer. Mm-hmm. And I think the statement of how many hours... Matt? Is that...
We were in privileged time.
Yeah.
Again, we dismissed the zoning officer, so
okay.
I can't...
That's fine.
And he had not relinquished his right to be an executive.
There's time that is necessary inside this office that wasn't when we hired the clerical help, wasn't getting done. So there was clerical help needed, and now magically there's going to be time made available, and I'm just confused by it, and I'm still confused by it. And I don't see why, if there is help, this is guaranteeing help. Somebody who knows the building has been taking great efforts, and I'm very confused by it. So my personal opinion is I'm making the motion to retract the termination of Maria Nacarado as of January 19th.
I'll second that.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Motion fails. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.
So, that ends our meeting.
Well, and then we go back into executive for the other aspect of it, the business administration.
Yes. Mm. We'll be going into executive. The mayor can come back in if he's out there. Resolution number 101, 2021, we'll go back into executive for the business administrator's candidate interview. Thank you very much.
Yeah, because we're back out, so yeah, go. Yes, we do.
So I'll make that motion for 101, 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, before we commence the executive, if it's a candidate here, is there a candidate coming?
No, he's not. I got a text, he's on the way, but he's not.
I'm not comfortable sitting in. I'm not... because of his affiliate
for his interview.
Yes.
No, you don't have to. Oh. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable sitting in on that in either direction. I don't think it's beneficial to the committee and nor to myself nor to the candidate. So unless there's a compelling reason you need me here for that, I would ask to be excused, and I'm not trying to get out of here, I promise.
Is there anything we would need to know if we schedule a special meeting? Because that's the...
That's what I wanted to...
Maybe... Should we... Are we in executive?
No, we're not in executive.
Okay. I don't think it's confidential in to say the there's a handful of dates where we could have it a special meeting ahead of the end of the year, because I assume next year's would have to be scheduled by the new committee.
Yeah.
In the real.
Yeah, we would, correct.
So if the dates that I think this committee could consider for a special meeting, if we decide to meet with some of the other candidates we've seen, would be December 20th, 21st, 22nd. 27th is a the observance of the holiday, so 28th, 29th.
I don't know what the question. Are you asking me my availability?
If you leave, can we make that motion to schedule that special meeting without you here?
Yeah. As long as the clerk can get it published and has the opportunity to publish it.
Yeah.
What's the deadline of special meeting in terms of publication? Don't we have a first paper, then a second?
Actually, we won't.
We won't have enough time?
It's not even possible to have a special meeting?
If I can get it in a daily paper quick.
Right.
It's tomorrow the 16th, and you're talking Monday. So if I could get it in.
What's the time frame for it?
48 hours.
28 hours?
40.
48, 2 days.
How many resumes do we get?
Five or six, right?
You forwarded four plus the one that came in. You forwarded four plus the one, so five.
So what was the agreement that we made? If we got...
Well, that I think we should discuss. That was an offhand comment that was in the minutes about four. That was,
if we get this many,
I think in executive we should review the resumes and decide which we want to meet or not meet, if any. Mm-hmm. But that's when we'd be back.
That's what I mean. Like, you might not want to schedule all these.
I mean, they don't follow.
That's why I wanted to discuss that before.
Yeah.
Right now we're like,
just have to have
executive and app out. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You're right. We can't send it to a weekly that doesn't publish until next Thursday. I mean, it would. I assume the repercussion would be it costs more money to advertise more quickly.
But you have to do it frequently, because the 100 review sometimes cuts off on Thursday and holiday. Mm-hmm. And just
even with the other paper, if I can't get it into Saturday, if that's Monday, I don't know.
I mean,
is that 48 business hours or 48 hours?
48 clock hours.
Clock
hours. Karen and I have had these issues before. It's much easier to make the decision once the facts are known. And she obviously can't do that tonight, but you could schedule it subject to us being able to properly effectuate notice.
Okay.
And again, there's she could get a lot of different answers. Mr. Wilson's correct, especially this time of year. So it's possible. It's not impossible, but we would have to make sure we got it right.
So that would be the motion, subject to ability to effectuate notice.